distance you want me to be from the recorder?
It should be able to pick things up, so it should already be going.
Okay.
Alrighty. So why don't we start with question number one, okay? Good place to start. So you were the radio voice for the Eau Claire Braves for 5 years, 1955 to 60, correct?
Right.
What was your fondest memory from that time? If you have multiple?
Perhaps so. I did come to Eau Claire from La Crosse in 1954 and had some previous radio experience in La Crosse and in the U.S. Navy as a member of the Armed Forces Radio Service in Tokyo, Japan. But there was a change of ownership in the radio properties here in Eau Claire, and it left an opening for a play-by-play announcer in the coming year, in 1955. The gentleman that was here in 1954 was Bob Junkert, who went on to Duluth and continued his career in radio. And prior to that, Stan Torgerson was here in 1954 doing play-by-play of the Eau Claire Braves. I believe the Eau Claire team began in 1946 as a professional team. But and we broadcast their entire schedule of games. Charlie Root, a former major leaguer, was the manager in 1955. But I just had an opportunity to visit with him a couple of times. And then it wasn't until 1956 that I began doing the play-by-play. Because we were a small station, small group of people, I didn't have a lot of opportunity to visit with the team itself. I met the managers and knew them better than I did the team players. From 55, when I began doing the about 120 games a year for the Eau Claire Braves. I'd have to say there's no individual moment that I recall. We did have a number of players that went on to higher minor leagues and to the major leagues. Probably the best known player from that series of time was, well, there were two people that became quite famous. Joe Torre, who became famous both as a player and manager, and then Bob Uecker, who became quite well known as a broadcaster of the Milwaukee baseball team. Mm-hmm. Those are the two people that stand out in my memory as far as playing here. But it was a good year for baseball, 1955, I believe, and I did a little research to, I don't recall the numbers, but 65,000 people attended baseball games here in Eau Claire in 1955. So that was and about 60 games or 62 games, mm-hmm. So about 1,000 people a game.
Yeah, that's quite a few. So, remembering those individuals was your fondest memory of working with them? Or?
I guess so. Something that lasts longer and mm-hmm. and through the years, as Bob was a broadcaster in Milwaukee, got to know him again as a professional, and obviously he became quite well known. I remember his visits at the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson more than anything. He was quite a comedian, if you will, as well as a profession in the television industry.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any least favorite memories while you were broadcasting at all?
Any what kind of memories?
Least favorite.
In baseball, I guess I can't pick out a particular thing. During that same time period, as a broadcaster here in Eau Claire, I did Eau Claire High School football, basketball, and so on. And the least favorite game was over at Wausau, a high school football game, when the field was struck by lightning. No one was seriously damaged, but the game was postponed. The lightning struck a pole, and I was broadcasting for the Eau Claire station, sitting outdoors in the rainstorm. But they rescheduled the game, and I have to admit, I'm not sure if we won or lost.
Yeah, that wouldn't be my favorite memory either, sitting in the rain. So you did mention Bob Uecker, and he played for the Braves in 56, which you mentioned. And he's better known as the announcer, but do you have any stories about his antics, or was he pretty straight-laced on the diamond?
Bob itself? I understand that he was quite a comedian in the locker room, but I really didn't have any opportunity to spend that time with him. So, but he apparently had a knack for some comedy, if you will. But he was a good baseball player here and went on to play in the majors. I believe he ended up with the St. Louis Cardinals to play his major league play.
Joe Torre played for the Braves during the 1960 season.
Well, that was a bit unusual because from 55 to 59, the attendance began to drop from the 65,000 in 55, and by 59, there were about half that much attendance, 30,000 or so. And there was a discussion locally about people are not going to the game, they're staying home and listening to the broadcast of the game that I was doing. However, it was just a community situation. The attendance began to drop. So in 1960, the baseball club did not allow a local play-by-play. You could be there and make notes and report on the game, but you didn't spend the time doing the games. I suppose, if I may go back to an unusual situation, home games, of course, I sat above the grandstand in a little booth at the park and reported live everything that took place. Because of the economy and the fact that we didn't have a wealthy background, road games, not just in Eau Claire, but in the Northern League, were called recreations. And as a broadcaster, you sat in the studio with some tape-recorded background crowd noise and made up the game. And it was quite a challenge. I had never learned that in school, although I did attend a broadcasting school in Minneapolis, so I had some training in play-by-play of the baseball. But the recreation required the cooperation from the city you were in. For example, if Eau Claire was playing at Winnipeg, I didn't go drive the 500 or 1,000 miles to Winnipeg. I went to the studio here in Eau Claire. We put the tape recorder on. There was another gentleman worked with me. And through a cooperative venture, each city provided a person to report on the game, giving you the name of the batter, the ball and strike count, and if it was a base hit or a fly ball to left field or a foul ball to the stands. And with the background that you had of crowd noise, as the batter hit for a base hit, I had a broken baseball bat that I had cut in two, and I just hit one end of that bat against the other, and over the air it sounded like you hit the baseball. And so I did that, and as you got a long hit or a home run, you turned the background noise up and cheered. It wasn't impossible to do, but when you had runners on first, second, and third, and somebody hit something to try to keep track of the entire crew was a bit of a challenge. The president of the Northern League at that time was a gentleman by the name of Herman White, and he attended many games here. He attended games on the road, but he also listened to quite a few of the road games that the Eau Claire team was playing. And knowing his habits, on occasion I would say, when Eau Claire was playing, say, in St. Cloud, I'd say, well, isn't that Herman White sitting in the stands over here? And of course, Herman was home listening to the game. And I said, well, I never said he was there. I thought it looked like Herman White. But you were able to have some freedom in the broadcasting situation. I recall one game where the team that we were playing, maybe Fargo-Moorhead, the person to report to us was late or was behind the times. And so I just said, oh, isn't that a quick shower coming up? And we had a little 20-minute rain delay in the ball game in Eau Claire. It didn't happen in Fargo-Moorhead, but we finally made connection with the reporter and were able to go on with the ball game. It was a bit of a challenge, but we hope that the listeners, who in many cases were younger people, grade school children, junior high and high school people, were a good part of our listening audience because they were baseball fans and this was their team.
Did you like broadcasting the play-by-play better or the, you know,
well, yes, indeed, because you were kind of in control of what's going on. And, the station that I worked for, WBIZ, did many games. We did some University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire baseball games, not many. And of course, at that time, the UW-Eau Claire had a varsity baseball team. I don't know what year they gave it up, but since that time, we've not had here at UW a varsity team. We've had a club team, but not that. But we broadcast many football games, Eau Claire Memorial, Eau Claire North, Eau Claire Regis High, and basketball games, including the state high school basketball tournament. And because of the strength of our system, we were able to feed the games to what we called the Northwest Baseball Network, or Northwest, I have to think of the right term, radio network, where we fed Menominee and Rice Lake and New Richmond and Shell Lake and a number of other cities so that they could share in the radio broadcast of the state basketball tournaments. And that was an interesting part. But baseball, as you know, in this part of Wisconsin, sometimes gets rained out, and it isn't quite like football and basketball where you have a firm schedule and go. Baseball games in the spring, other than the spring of year 2012, which is unusual. But we covered and we broadcast the Minnesota Twins, we broadcast the Minnesota Vikings, and the Milwaukee Braves as far as the baseball is concerned. I didn't do play-by-play and as a member of Armed Forces Radio, but I was the sports director in Tokyo, and we broadcast a boxing match that I recall, and there was a football game between service football teams, but as a sports broadcast, both radio and of course now more television than radio, is a popular part of the broadcasting media. And even though we all have TVs, we all also have radios, and the stations are a good part of the entertainment world.
Mm-hmm. And you did also serve on the Eau Claire Cavaliers Board of Directors.
It was an opportunity. It actually began following a state high school baseball tournament that was held at Carson Park here in Eau Claire. There were a number of us who were involved in local baseball, from Little League, Babe Ruth League, and American Legion baseball. And we had the American Legion title game, state title game, at Carson Park here in Eau Claire. And there were a number of us who had been involved with the teams saying, well, it's too bad these young men, there were no lady baseball players at the time, would be ending their career. And consequently, we had a meeting that we were able to organize a team called the Cavaliers. Actually, we were taking over from, in those days, town teams. Each little village, each community has its own town team. Well, Eau Claire had a town team. George Farmer was the owner of the team. He just led things. There was no true ownership, but he had a team, and he had been leading this for a number of years and decided he had contributed enough to the community activities, and he retired his team. And as we met after that state high school tournament game, 8 or 10 or 12 gentlemen from the city decided to create the Cavaliers, and the Cavaliers have continued since that time. I believe we just celebrated 40 years of Cavaliers not too long ago, and it was my pleasure to be part of that meeting, just like the other supporters. Can I say that my career included being a baseball commissioner? I was a Little League baseball commissioner in Eau Claire.
Where are you?
And we had 18 Little League teams at that time, played a big schedule, and the young people, I really enjoyed. Well, we enjoyed it to be part of that system, but.
Now, what was the area of those? Were they from all over, or
no,
just Wisconsin?
No, just from the city of Eau Claire.
Oh, okay.
Chippewa Falls had a Little League team. There were a variety of, again, primarily city-based teams. And it's a national program, of course. Our teams did compete in some state tournaments, but we did not go beyond that in Little League or Babe Ruth League.
And you also served on the Eau Claire Baseball History Committee, or do you still continue to do that?
Well, I've been not as active as I was at one time, but there's been a committee of people in the community that have followed the current, I guess I'll use the term semi-pro team, the Eau Claire Express, mm-hmm. and also with the help of the community's Parks and Recreation Director, Phil Fieber, to maintain some memorabilia of the past. And at Carson Park in Eau Claire, there are some pictures of Henry Aaron, who was probably the most famous member of the Eau Claire Club. Henry was here 2 years before I came to Eau Claire, so I didn't have an opportunity to see him play. I did have an opportunity to see Billy Bruton. In fact, Billy was a major leaguer for Milwaukee, and attended a Waycross training camp for the Eau Claire Braves as part of his career in baseball. At that Waycross camp, another Eau Claire reporter, Clell Buzzle, who worked for the Eau Claire Leader-Telegram, we attended that camp by driving two station wagons from Eau Claire to Waycross, Georgia, to pick up the team in the spring. And as we were in Waycross, Billy Bruton was there to get some exercise to rehab his leg injury. I had an opportunity to play catch with him. We weren't playing baseball, but playing catch was a big deal in the olden days. And I had an opportunity to play golf in Waycross with a gentleman by the name of Paul Wiener. And if you go back to the early 1900s, he was a Major League Baseball Hall of Fame player. At the time, we were just playing golf, and he was a pretty good golfer.
If you could say anything about the impact that baseball has had on Eau Claire and vice versa, what would it be?
Well, the Cavaliers and the Express continue to draw crowds. However, the participation has diminished through the years. The Express will have a reasonable attendance. I guess I'm not familiar with their total attendance, but they do have some 50 home games. And Carson Park is well used for other teams other than the Express. I believe it's a very positive summertime activity. The playgrounds in the community almost all have a backstop and have some opportunity for kids to play baseball. The high school teams have had competitive years in baseball, and I believe have enough students who wish to play baseball to make it a fairly strong program. Attendance at high school baseball games has not been very strong. Typically, they're played in the afternoon, and people aren't able to go to those games as frequently as they might like, but it's a possible aspect of high school. There is also another baseball team, I believe, called the Eau Claire Bears at the moment, which is a town team. They still play some of the other communities, Tilden, and I believe they play Fall Creek and a few other Sunday afternoon baseball league type teams. So it keeps, it's an important part of having a community. The winter time, of course, we have the skiing and other sports, but baseball is the big opportunity in the summertime.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think that that is?
Well, it combines the opportunity to be outside. There is a tendency nowadays to spend more time indoors, perhaps watching baseball, as much as my career at the moment. I like to watch the various television games and so on. But it does give especially young people an opportunity to be some physical exercise and outside. And the interest in Major League Baseball continues. And I forget what year it is, but in that 5-year career with the Eau Claire Braves, one of the exciting, one of the important things that happened to baseball, Babe Ruth retired about 1956 or 7, but his Major League career ended at that time period. However, Babe Ruth's name continues to be quite well known among baseball fans.
Definitely. What has been your most rewarding experience in your affiliation with Eau Claire baseball as a whole?
My paycheck every 2 weeks when I was doing the play-by-play would have to be one. And to have a job where you get paid for doing something very enjoyable, like play-by-play. It has been an opportunity to meet some of especially Milwaukee Major League teams. and owners John Quinn, his son Bob Quinn was a business manager here in Eau Claire 1 year. So it's been an association with very positive people. It really has been that. The park itself has been kept in pretty good condition through the years, the ownership of the city of Eau Claire, and so it's been used very frequently. It's part of a good community life.
Would you say it's a tradition, that baseball is a tradition in the Eau Claire area?
Well, I think right now, because of the popularity of another team from Wisconsin known as the Green Bay Packers, football has perhaps become of a more popular venture as far as listening is concerned or watching on television. But the Milwaukee Brewers continue to have listeners in this area on the radio. Thinking back to the 1950s, before the local radio stations began broadcasting, this was the home site of the Chicago Cubs, if you will, on the radio. And the Chicago Cubs broadcaster was a gentleman by the name of Burt Wilson. He came from Lake City, Minnesota, and made it to the major leagues. And his broadcasts were noted for saying, "We don't care who wins as long as it's the Cubs." And Burt was very popular on the radio at that time. Also at that time, the television of sports was just beginning to be popular. There were a few games. There was no season-long series in 1950, but the TV station was on the air and beginning broadcasting where they could have sporting events.
I see you have some notes there. What is all of that?
Well, I made some notes regarding the years because my memory doesn't go back to the 50s all that well, but Charlie Root was kind of a famous manager here in Eau Claire in 1954, and there's a well-known story that Babe Ruth in the Major League Park pointed to center field with his bat and let two pitches go by and then hit the third pitch into center field for a home run. And Charlie said it really didn't happen that way, but it's still, that was Babe Ruth's, or the story of one of Babe Ruth's activities that he had an opportunity to participate. Following Babe Ruth, we had a manager named Joe Juss, and he was a minor league manager for the Milwaukee organization. And following Joe was Gordon Waltzberger. He was a Minnesota Twins minor league manager. And as baseball players do, managers shift from league to league when they have an opportunity. And both the Joe Just and Gordon Waltzberger had quite successful seasons. During that same period, we also had an Eau Claire player, Don Jordan, who was a pitcher and played many years in the minor leagues, but he had some arm problems and really never was able to prosper in the major leagues. The Eau Claire Braves actually were called the Eau Claire Cubs back in the early days of the 1940s, but because of our association with the Milwaukee team, they became the Eau Claire Braves. Bob Uecker first joined the club here, I believe, in 1956, and of course, I think he was here twice as minor leaguers moved to try to move up. There was another Eau Claire player, Hud Gallein. Gallein was a pitcher from Eau Claire, had several very reasonable winning seasons in the minor leagues. I don't believe he made it to the major. There's another player that I should mention, because Doug Smith was a first baseman for the Eau Claire Braves in the 1950s. And Doug had several good years. I believe he played here 3 different years and was a leading batter in the Northern League at least one of those years. But Doug had the, not sure of the proper term, but he married a girl from Eau Claire and has continued in Eau Claire. Doug has been and I believe now retired teacher from North High School in Eau Claire. But he had 3 very good years in the Northern League. And the league itself extended, I think I've mentioned Winnipeg, Grand Forks, North Dakota, Fargo, Moorhead, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, St. Cloud, Minnesota, Duluth, Minnesota, were regular teams in the Northern League. And from their leagues, I guess maybe Aberdeen, South Dakota is where Roger Maris played in the Northern League. Roger, of course, went on to be a Major League Baseball hitter. They were started their career, and this, we were a Class D team, which sounds too poor, not too good. But from there, you passed on to a Class C, Class B, Class A, and then there was a Triple A, including Minneapolis and St. Paul. St. Paul and Minneapolis each had a Triple A team in baseball in those days. There's another name familiar with Eau Claire baseball, Ron Buckley. Ron was a reporter for the Eau Claire Leader Telegram and was very active himself in individual sports, playing on the Peters Meats softball team, where we had very strong softball leagues and in the league from Eau Claire. Oh, there should be one more mention of an Aaron. His name is Tommy Aaron. Never reached the ability of his brother Henry Aaron, but Tommy was a very good baseball player here in Eau Claire. I believe he played here in 1959, and he had several good years in the minor leagues and did play at least briefly in the major leagues. But Henry, of course, was the more, and is still the more popular, more well-known person. Henry Aaron is the brother of Tommy, and Joe Torre's brother, who was Frank Torre, was a baseball first baseman here in Eau Claire during those 55 to 60 years. And those names, of course, have continued in Major League Baseball. That's a good sport. Have you ever played baseball?
I've played Little League Baseball when I was like 5.
Very
Does
good.
Does that count?
Very good.
But is there anything else that you'd like to share with us at all?
No, it was a good career. Sorry that the team did not have a continued life. The Eau Claire Braves eventually were, in a sense, disbanded because they're a farm team of Milwaukee organization. We've had various teams since, and at the present time, the Eau Claire Express are not directly affiliated with any in a particular major league team, but they do have hopes that their members will move upward in the baseball leagues and participate. But Carson Park is still a great family place to come, and as you know, not only baseball, but football, tennis, softball, all have active seasons at Carson Park in Eau Claire.
Definitely.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for coming and meeting us.
Thank you for the time.